Matt Renshaw, who, well, he has been all over the country. He's literally all over the place with cricket as well, going from white ball to red ball. Bart Renners, nice to have a chat to you. Congratulations on the Heat getting through one more step.
Yeah, it was a good win. Obviously, we would have liked to be playing tomorrow night in Brisbane, but unfortunately, the last game in Launceston didn't really work out for us. But, we're feeling like a really strong group at the moment, so we're really happy with how we're going.
Boy, things happen quickly in the world of T20. You've gone from, an embarrassing loss in Hobart in the Chase to an unbelievable batting performance led by a skipper last night and a bit of luck, perhaps, with the rain. And then you've got one more game to play, and then you have to think of Red Bull and India.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the Hobart game was embarrassing. It was just 2020 cricket, and unfortunately that was just the way the game went. They bowled very well on a tough pitch, but it's an interesting sort of time. We're playing T20 cricket. We're getting ready for a Test tour of India, which is very important. So we're just trying to work out the best way, and obviously trying to win games for the Heat's the big one.
So where are you at the moment? Are you still in Sydney or are you in Melbourne already?
We stayed in Sydney last night, and then we'll travel to Melbourne tomorrow for that game at Marvel.
Okay, now I just want to clear this up for the fans, because it is a bit tricky. I believe that this is the last game that the three batsmen can play for the Heat. You and Uzi and Marnus can only play tomorrow, even if you win. But will you have Mitch Swepson for tomorrow night?
I'm not entirely sure on Swepo at the moment. I think, us three batters definitely playing tomorrow night. And then we go to India on Tuesday, I think. So, hopefully we can try and get the Heat into that that final on Thursday night, and then they can do the rest from there. We've got a lot of depth in our squad. Some guys who haven't played much this tournament are really exciting. So we're really excited with how we're going and looking forward to the finals.
Matt Renshaw from the Brisbane Heat with us. Well, Brisbane Heat for the moment, Australian Test tourist in a couple of days. And I understand it is hard to keep up with just who's available for which games. But what's your experience been like, Matt, off the back of the Sydney Test match to go back into coloured clothing and play some 20-over cricket before a chance to travel to India?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I think before the Sydney Test, I was probably struggling a little bit with my batting. In T20 cricket, I felt like I wasn't hitting them that well, and then had a little bit of a break from the T20 stuff and come back and just feel sort of reinvigorated with my game. A lot more pressure off me. I feel I just going out there and enjoying myself, and that's the main thing, and just trying to help the Heat win some games.
Mentally, how do you handle this month? I'm so intrigued because with no disrespect to the Big Bash League, but Australian cricket fans will realise that this is a huge opportunity going to India that you need to be well prepared for. But you've done your bit for the domestic competition by going back to play 20-over cricket. So what's your approach been to trying to ensure that you turn up in your best shape regardless of which format you're playing on what day?
Yeah, it's a tough one. That's probably the hardest part. We want to prepare to go to India and try and win across over there because it's such an important series for us as a team. But we also want to play as much cricket as we can. For me, I don't know how much cricket I'm going to play over in India, so it's probably trying to make the most of playing cricket over here and being ready. I've always said with batting, if you're hitting them well in any colour ball, you're going well. So trying to just keep my game on check, and then we'll have a week over in India to prepare for the Test series over there and fine-tune our skills with the red ball.
So you play a cricket game tomorrow. You've got the Cricket Australia Awards on Monday and then off to India Tuesday. Is that the way it looks?
That's the way it looks at the moment. It's pretty full on, but we're pretty privileged with the situation we're in.
You've played Test cricket in the subcontinent before, Matt. How are you feeling about your game going over there on this occasion?
I feel like it's probably in a better space than it was last time. I think last time I was 20 years old, never been to the subcontinent. was just sort of experiencing what everything was, and I probably made some changes that probably looked terrible at the time, but it was just trying to sort of work out what way worked for me then. But feel a lot more comfortable in my game at the moment to stay pretty true, and I know what I'm sort of doing a lot better.
So what are some of those things that you've worked on, Matt, that are going to be seen if you get the chance over there?
I think a little bit of the technical side, but mainly the mental side. Batting over there, you need to work out whether the pitch is going to be a dicey Bunsen burner or a big one where you need to score a lot of runs. So it's probably that. And then just the reverse swing is probably a big part that I think last series in India, I wasn't focusing too much on that. You just focus on spin bowling. So it's still focusing on the quicks.
Okay. And here, we're not trying to cross hairs for you, Matt, but it is, well, you're going to India on Tuesday. It's a huge test series. Yet you've got a cutthroat final to win tomorrow. I'll try and flick back to the BBL for just a moment. What are the nuances about playing the Gades at Docklands that you'll need to do well?
I think it's like any sort of team. You're playing a final at their home ground. They know their conditions a lot better. I've had some success at Docklands in the past, so I'll take on that and that sort of memories and the way I played there. But yeah, just probably work out what sort of pitch we're going to get, and then go from there and work out the matchups.
How's the mental freshness among all of this?
It's not too bad. Spend a lot of time with my family when I can. They're down in Sydney at the moment as well, so trying to spend a lot of time with them before I go away, and that probably helps with switching off and away from cricket.
Matt, we can't wait for the upcoming test tour. We can't wait for tomorrow's game against the Renegades. There is so much happening in cricket at the moment. Well done on the team getting the win last night and staying alive. Well, at least you've got one more hit out in the teal of the heat. We'll see how you go tomorrow.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.